going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we react to the Phillies getting swept up in New York, gross. Just a gross series from the Phillies, who fall to 13-12. They're 5 back of the Mets, and they don't look like they belong on the same field right now as that team. 215-592-9494. All right, we heard some great coping from our last caller about this Phillies team in comparison to the Mets. Maybe he took his cues from Topper. Here's Topper yesterday when asked if there is a gap between the Mets and the Phillies right now.
What do you sense? Maybe the Buddha. It's been a whole challenging stretch here for you guys.
Very frustrated. Yeah, very frustrated. You know, these guys, they come to battle, and they prepare and they compete and they expect to have a good outcome. So when you don't, it's frustrating.
Do you think there's a gap between you and the Mets based off of this week?
No.
How do you
vote? No.
Why not?
Because we're a good team.
He said, why not?
Oh. Why not got you? What, did you watch the 3 games? Did you see the playoffs last year?
What are you seeing? No. On my way in, riding in, because I knew this was going to be a hot topic,
yeah,
man. Because I'm at my son's baseball game yesterday. And you know how I guess I go through the world not knowing that people, you know you.
And you shouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, no, I shouldn't. But normally it's like, you know, quiet days. But somebody asked me, like, what's going on with the Phillies? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't know what to say.
What's Harper's chase rate?
Know what to say. No, he don't chase a lot. You talk about my son?
Yeah.
No, he don't chase a whole lot of
good
pitches.
Well, get him in the lineup.
Oh, no.
I think he's ready.
He's still working. Like, wait, sidebar. He lifted his leg yesterday and tried to knock the ball out the park.
Okay. You're going to think I'm joking what I'm about to say. I'm not. He has a better launch angle than Alec Bohm. Like, if you tell me right now I need a double in the gap, I want your son, who's 6'7".
No, 6.
Six, rather than Bohm, who's going to hit a ground ball.
No, I don't know where he gets this from, man. But it's fascinating to watch. But I'm riding in yesterday thinking about this game and listening. You know, shout out to Ike in the afternoon show, man, because I didn't know they had to come in after the game to do their show.
Final out.
Yeah. And I guess the conversation was, hey, you might just have to come to grips with the Mets are better.
Mm-hmm.
And the stat that Ike threw out there really blew my mind. He said, man, they haven't given up a whole lot of runs. That right there should tell, like, it's a tough pill to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow. But that coupled with the defense that they were playing out there and the phenomenal plays that they were making, like the Nimmo, the catch that he made jumping in the air, like, they made some good plays in outfield. The ball was hit hard, but they made some really good plays in outfield.
Yeah, they did. I mean, look, our last caller said it, that they're pitching a little bit over their head, but their best pitcher hasn't pitched yet this year. He's been injured. He's coming mm-hmm. back. So, like, they're off to the start without their best pitcher.
They have swagger, too, man.
They do.
See, who is it, like, Black Gritty? So they got seasoning. They have something right now that when you look at it, and you could say, you could put your finger on whatever you want to put it on, they play with a on a different level, with a different level of confidence. And I will say this, yesterday, it was good to see that they came, the Phillies came out fiery and they fought hard. But it's different when you have guys that are going up to the plate that even if they don't hit it, they're swinging with the confidence that they're going to crush it.
There's something about Lindor and Soto particularly that there's like a cockiness about them, but they know they're good. They know that, and they don't fear the Phillies at all.
No. No, and you felt that yesterday. That was the biggest thing that jumped out to me. And when you got in the late innings and it ended the way that it did, that's when you got to come to the reality right now, as of right now. That's not to say that it can't change, but right now, the Mets are the better team between the two.
I agree with you. Look, can we also hear from Dave Dombrowski? I guess all Phillies managers just in delusion right now. We have the manager who's scoffing at the idea the Mets are the better team right now, which I understand why he doesn't want to maybe admit it, but it was just the way Topper reacted. Like, what? Like, have you watched the games you guys play against them? All right, we also have Dombrowski. This was just a couple days ago about his bullpen and the issues they have down there.
They just have to pitch better. I mean, we're in a spot from the right-hand side. Jordan Romano, who we like a lot when we signed him. Thank goodness he's healthy. His velocity is good. But he's going to have to start pitching better. And Ross is going to have to pitch a little bit better. And Ruiz is going to have to pitch a little bit better. Hernandez is a little bit different spot. He was kind of added as the extra guy. But he needs to pitch a little bit better, too. So they just really have to go out then and pitch more consistently to get outs. I mean, they haven't missed a lot of bats out there so far. That's not always a necessity. But overall, as a group, those guys just haven't really performed like we need them to do so. And they have to go out there. If we're going to be better, one or two of them are going to have to step up and be better on a consistent basis because you need more people to pitch at the back end of the game.
Pass the buck, Dombrowski, saying, no, I signed good pitchers. They got to pitch well.
Yeah.
Dave?
I mean, that's the thing that I think rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because you have the guy that makes the decisions talking about the guys that need to do better. But it's like, hell, you pick the guys. You're the one that picked the guys. So that's a tough pill to swallow.
I mean, the Romano thing. I mean, I just...
Well, thank God he's healthy.
I'm going to go ahead and back up off of that statement. That, like, it's one thing to be confident in your stuff, but delusional might be a little bit closer to
you know what I always
right
thought was a good marker of where a pitcher's stuff is? How the hitters react to it. Jordan, they're not missing it.
No,
they're
what did
hitting
you say
it
this morning. He said he likes his stuff. He said good. The pitchers like it too. I mean, the hitters like it too.
Pete Alonso loved that stuff. The Marlins guys over the weekend, they love that stuff. Like he real. I think Romano is delusional. He's like, yeah, stuff's better.
I read that as him being confident that he could fix it. Don't look like he did that. Don't look like he did that.
It does not. All right, 215-592-9494. Is it still too early to panic on the Phillies? Just got swept by the Mets. They're 13-12. This has been going on almost 3 weeks of just poor baseball by the Phillies. Where are you at with this team after the swept? Andrew in Westchester's up. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, I'm just calling in. First time on the show, actually. So, hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew. What's up?
Hey, I was calling in because I was going to say I don't think it's too early to panic on the Phillies. I think there's a lot worse baseball. When I look around the league at these other teams, there's a lot worse baseball going on. Yeah, we can be critical of the pitching and the hitting a little bit lately, but we'll figure it out. Like I said, there's a lot worse baseball going on, a lot more teams around the league right now. I don't know what
I don't give
it
a
is.
Shit.
I don't know what the answer is with the rotation. I don't know what the answer is with pitching, but I know they're going to figure it out.
See, so, obviously there are some worse teams. I mean, there's a lot worse teams. The Phillies are at least decent, if not better. But I'm not as confident, Andrew, as you are they're going to figure it out. I know a lot of people have brought up, and Andrew, good phone call. Hugh, I know when Elliot was with you guys yesterday, he was bringing up the Eagles at the juncture when they were 2-2, right?
Yeah.
And this is kind of that moment, you know, around...
The watershed moment or come to Jesus moment or something.
Now, it's an interesting point, and it's kind of... because I was just as down on the Eagles right then as I am with the Phillies now. So it's fair to say, hey, they turned it around. A couple things are a little different, though. One, in the Eagles' case, they had new offensive coach, new defensive coach. So maybe that just needed some time to marinate, and four games wasn't enough, and then eventually they figured it out, right? That's one. The other thing was they had added Saquon Barkley to the team. They had
the glue, some people call the glue, or the chosen one, if you will, whichever one you want to choose.
And I'm trying to remember, I don't believe Saquon really popped till after September. Like, he was good, and he had the big run against the Saints to help them win that third game. But, like, he was a great player, and we didn't realize in September how much impact he would have. Second thing, they were about to put Cooper DeJean in the lineup. Like, the Eagles made fundamental changes and had different players and coaches from the year before. Why it's hard for me to see the parallel is, what's different with the Phillies?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Nothing.
Now, we could hope it changes, but they don't have different things.
And that's why I understand. People are upset, Joe, because we ran it back. We didn't change anything. And we see stuff that is eerily similar to what sent us home last year. And the reality of the situation is we've been regressing. And so we're at a point, I think most fans are at a point where you want to believe in the team because all the things are true that I'm saying. It's still early, but it doesn't look like it's getting any better, especially when you talk about the way that they started last year. They started up fast last year, and there were some issues. And as we got through the season, it started to curtail off. And you go back to the game in London where we played the Mets, and it's almost like Freaky Friday. Y'all remember that movie Freaky Friday back in the day?
They
Kyle
switched.
Probably don't remember.
They switched.
Well, they switched who they were. Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kyle, but that's a good reference for people.
Old references,
That get it. Mm-hmm. The Twilight Year people, they get that.
The season people.
The season people, they get that. And that's what it is, because we're talking about the tale of two different teams right now. And it looked like the Mets have turned into the Phillies. And the Phillies have turned into the Mets.
That's not making me feel good, but you're right.
But that's what it kind of feels like.
I know.
If your coping is telling me that there's a lot worse baseball being played out there, that's about the worst excuse you could possibly get. Is the bar the White Sox, or is the bar the team that just knocked us out of the playoffs last year and looks like they're leaps and bounds better than us right now? What are we doing? I don't care if they look better than the White Sox. I want to be the World Series champion.
They have a $300 million payroll.
It's ridiculous.
It actually reminded me of the Dombrowski quote about their chase rate. Well, it wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst.
Not the worst.
What is the objective around here? Is it to just be mediocre? Because guess what? They look darn mediocre right now. Art is up next on WIP. Hey, Art.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Art, we're frustrated this morning. Art, what are you feeling?
You remember me calling a few weeks ago about the 80 wins again?
Mm-hmm. I remember, Art.
Hey, I'm an ex-baseball player. I used to play with John Marzano back in the day in South Philly. And watching these Phillies is a total joke. I do have an idea to propose to the team if maybe they'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take Nolan, put him in the pen, and put Joe Ross as a starter to make some pitching changes there?
Mm-mm.
I know the hitting's not going to change, that's for sure. But this Joe Ross really impressed me that game he came in for Sanchez, and I just I don't know Nolan.
So I like Joe. Just
I'm thinking outside the box.
It is,
for real.
But I mean, Aaron Nola has been a starter his whole life. Right? I don't know how he'd adapt to the bullpen. I don't think he would. I think the value in Nola, Art, for whatever his value is right now, is his length he gives you, the innings he soaks up. I mean, what do you want to do? Make him a leverage guy, or just kind of a long guy in the bullpen?
Yeah, like a long guy in the pen. Now that he's going through what he's going through, just use a guy that's hot. This guy Joe Ross looked awesome to me.
Oh,
and he finished. I mean, obviously we lost, but
he say one sample size, huh?
He did, do something maybe a little different.
So here, I don't think the Ross thing is like he could be this year's Turnbull, where he helps. But I wouldn't. I mean, it's not Nola for me. I actually would rather put Ranger in the bullpen because Ranger can actually help down there. He's done it. And then maybe you let Ross take some starts.
Nola's throwing like 91 miles an hour.
I don't think he played
him in the bullpen.
Yeah. And Art, I understand your point that we need to shake something up. Art, good phone call. And Art did call 80 wins a few weeks ago. So he has that feather in his cap because we might be heading there. But
especially if they put Nola in the bullpen.
Yeah, I can't do Nola in the bullpen. There's a lot of buttons we can start pushing here.
With Joe freaking Ross.
He did pitch well the other night, but that's too much of a small. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, like, this just shows the state of where we're at with the Phillies
right now.
I know.
We're grasping at straws.
Joe Ross.
Who cares? It's so strong.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't. Don't.
Hugh, you brought up the Freaky Friday Mets-Phillies thing. I haven't found the Mets record. I'll do that in a second. You know what the Phillies – so the Phillies left for London. Actually, so they won the first game in London.
Mm-hmm.
They won that first one on the Saturday when they got to London against the Mets last year. That was on June – what do we got here? That was Saturday, June 8th. The Phillies beat the Mets 7-2 in London. The Phillies' record at that point was 45-19. They have played 127 games, including the postseason, since then. You know what the Phillies' record, Hugh, is?
What?
64-63. Basically 500 since that day in London.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like. They switch places, man. The Mets are playing with that swagger. They feel like they got that seasoning that we need to get.
I'd like some seasoning, because this is dull and bland and gross. All right, 215-592-9494. A couple things to tell you about. Number one, this hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Don't forget as well, we're going to be honoring BG's legendary career all day on the air and celebration continuing with BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. That is going to be on Monday, May 5th, as also known as Cinco de Mayo.
I thought that was the 4th.
No, that would be the 5th. Cinco.
Let me let that go.
No, we're going to hold on that for a while.
We're going to milk that as long as we can.
Tickets available, 94WIP.com. All right, speaking of the Sunoco situation, Hugh, which this hour is brought to you by, we have a $100 gift card to give away to Sunoco this show. Why don't we play a little game called Hugh's Clues?
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Before I get his first clue, I'm just going to say I don't appreciate all this hate that I'm getting
hate.
These clues, man.
Oh, well.
My man Dan on Twitter this morning said your first clue is going to be like it breathes air. Dan, that ain't funny.
Actually,
that is not funny.
Hold that one. We'll do that another day. That's kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
It's alive. It breathes.
All righty then. So this is the first clue. Everybody listen up. Because of draft day, because this is the NFL draft,
yep.
This individual was part of my draft class.
Oh, all right. So we were going back in the way back machine.
The way back machine.
Back when
they said like that, we're like, damn, 95, damn.
Back when they used to do it on the Saturday at where'd they have it? Where was it? What was the name of the place?
Madison Square.
Javits Center?
No, Rockefeller.
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
In New York, the Saturday at noon, and then they would just do it all day long.
Yeah.
I know why they do it for primetime TV Thursday.
Yeah.
I kind of miss waking up on Saturday and was like, it was a draft all day. The old school NFL draft. All right, so your first clue today is this person was part
of my draft class.
Of Hugh's draft class. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
First of all, Hugh, I'm sorry, brother. You're kind of playing doctor, counselor, psychologist Douglas, because Kyle is on the edge about to jump off. Joe's suffering in his Philly wine, no cheese. I mean, I feel you today, Hugh.
Oh, no, that's Kyle every day. Kyle, to me, is the embodiment of the Phillies fans. So, I mean, I just try to talk them down every day, and they ain't trying to hear it. I'm used to that.
So I'm whining when I say the team just stunk when they got swept by the New York Mets? That's whining?
No, that's telling the truth.
Okay.
The other stuff you're doing is whining.
Ah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Well, listen, why don't we just basically call it what it is? There's 100 games left, and we're barely scratching the surface of being a 500 team. And listen, Hopper has made all kinds of moves right now to protect, to enhance, and bring out more of one particular player, and we haven't addressed that elephant in the room. Now, if the Eagles did all of that to enhance and help Jalen Hurts with weapons, and Jalen didn't perform, what are we getting? What do we get on this radio station?
We would be upset at Jalen. So, but who are you? What are you? Who are you going at? Like, I'm trying to understand the point. Like, I think the analogy is interesting, but what player are we talking about?
The panderer in chief.
Ah,
Harper.
Bryce.
Yeah, I mean, we don't give Harper that much of accountability. Radio time. Everything's always covering up, moving him here. He's playing first base. You need to give him more life. We're moving Schwarber so that we can protect Harper. We're doing all this for Harper, but Harper is not performing at the level in which we need. And this is a time where, no, let's not sound the alarms. Let's not go to, you know, DEFCON 1. But let's just say, yo, bro, it's about time that, you know, you start picking up that bat, getting more hits, stop chasing, smack a homer when you can, and that motivates the team because nobody else seems to want to say anything to him because they're afraid that they're going to upset him and he's going to want to be traded.
So, Big V, I don't disagree with you on this. Harper's got to be better. He has been way too blah. Like, I don't think he's been bad so far this season, but not
what this team needs right now.
Let me give you an example, Big V, I'm with you on this. So, when Bryce Harper signed here, and at parts of his career here, people have said they'd rather have him than anybody else in baseball. He's one of the top five hitters in baseball, all that kind of stuff. He's not performing anything like that. Like, if you look at him compared to a guy like Aaron Judge, he's not even in the same stratosphere right now compared to that kind of player. I mean, I could pick out five or six or seven more that are having bigger seasons, too. I'm just saying, like, he's not performing like one of the few best hitters in baseball. He needs to.
He's not. And like I said, if Jalen performed at the level that Harper did right now, this radio, the airwaves would be filled with, oh, we got to get rid of Jalen. We got to get rid of Jalen. Oh, he's a bum. Then you got Black Gritty getting on there to defend Jalen. I mean, it's a mess. Let's call it what it is. Let's have some Harper accountability.
So I think I agree with you. I think it's fair.
Aren't quick,
now, to be fair, on the other side, though, we both know that one player in baseball can't impact the game as much as the quarterback. That's also part of it.
Ball spit.
Well, no. Those are facts.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
Oh, really? Okay. So let me.
Big V.
See.
Jalen Hurts touches the ball every play.
Every play.
I mean, I acknowledge with you he's not doing enough, but it also he can't do enough to carry them when the rest of the guys stink.
Once again, we're now going to do some defensive coping.
No, I'm not coping. I just told you he's not playing well enough. But they also need
it at that. The main thing.
But you're going off the Hurts thing, and I'm trying to say that's part of it. The quarterback affects the game more.
Okay, and he is the multimillionaire best player
in
quote-unquote baseball on the Phillies.
Big V, I agree. I said it in the front. Hold on. I'm not minimizing it. I said it in the first segment. Lindor and Soto and Alonso, those guys scare the heck out of you. And in this series, when Turner and Harper got up there, nobody was scared, especially, I mean, Turner. Guy has meek at-bats every time. He's got one home run. I'm with you.
Okay, great. Then let's leave it at that.
All right, that's enough.
Let these guys eat their facts up and let these guys get fear of them again and fear the Fighting Phillies again so that we can win this freaking World Series.
I'm just trying to get, into a playoff spot. You're talking about the World Series. Big V, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? A player that was in Hughes' draft?
Westbrook?
No, Brian
Michael
Westbrook was.
Well, I think he's talking about Michael Westbrook.
Were you talking about Michael Westbrook?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't it.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, I think he was talking about Brian.
Of course he was.
I think that was Cope.
You threw him a lifeline when you shouldn't have.
No, because Michael Westbrook was in my draft.
Yeah, but there's no way that's what he was talking about.
I think he would have said Michael Westbrook.
I was trying to help. I know. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to help you.
And then he lied through his teeth.
when Westbrook comes up on this radio station,
you think of Brian Westbrook. Yeah, no question.
Right, like if I said McCoy, everyone would assume Shady, not another McCoy that's been in the league. I mean, Big V, come on.
Shouldn't have thrown him a life.
Yeah, that was, you didn't have to do that.
I felt bad for him.
I got the full numbers for you, by the way, quickly here. You mentioned the Freaky Friday. Phillies, since the first game in London last year, including the postseason, 64-63.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are 77-50. They've been about 13 games better than the Phillies now, for 7 or 8 months of baseball. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. Your phone calls on the other side. Phillies, is it still too early to panic? I don't think it is. I am concerned with this baseball team. And let's get actually into a positive note. An actual win in this town has a huge night tonight. The NFL draft, we'll get into it next. What we want the Eagles to do, what I need from them tonight. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn. It's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.